All right, so let's start. So we're starting a new Gemara. It happens to be an interesting Gemara. I don't know what we'll do with it. We have a few days to work on it, but it's an interesting Gemara. To me, I started in Shir today. The most interesting part seems to be at the very end. But okay, but I don't know. We'll see. So Tanra about it. Apparently, there was a person called Nechunya who was called Nechunya Chofer Sichim. Why was he called that? Because his minig was that he would dig wells for the Oidei Regalim. Because he's a big Baal Chesed. And he would go out and he would make wells for the Oidei Regalim. Shenafla. The boar Godo. So his daughter fell into a boar. Not necessarily one that he dug, but it's the equivalency. He dug boars. And here his daughter fell into a boar. Well, Valdivas Rabbi Hananya ben Dusa. Shari Shaina Amarem Shalom. He says, don't worry. Nia Amarem Shalom. It sounds like I assume that they in other words, first he said, don't worry. Shlishes Amrahem also. So Rashi says, Shari Shaina, Shadaina Ryanachios, Leos Chai, Vitoka Mayim, Amrahem Shalom. Tada, don't worry, she'll come out soon. Okay, Shlia. Shlishes Amre Shal Shatezi Nafshim, Shashna Shamners. He can't survive more than 3 hours in this water, apparently. Amrinam is a must be Kwarosa, Badai, Communicamin. The Pshitanation of Thomas Shumner, he knew she wouldn't die there. So the first, I said, so he said, first two, he said, obviously she eventually will get out. And by the Shlishis, he said, it must be she died already. Amrullah Mi'olach, and then Enoch and Ami, apparently she was to come out. So they asked her, who took you out? Amar lahem, zacher sharachonim nizdamili. Rashi says, idol shal Yitzchak. Why it says,
what? Yeah, why didn't you just say idol?
Yeah, I don't know. Zacher nechon manhigo. And Rashi says, Avram. Right? Sounds what's so strange.
Wasn't that aisle shechted? Did Avram shecht the aisle?
Yeah. Well, okay. So this is in the Ayinam HaEmes. Avram also died.
It's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi with a different shot of who the aisle was. Yeah. And the Zaken.
Okay. Tosfos brings where?
The Yerushalmi. That little.
Okay. I'm not sure if the Yerushalmi is arguing with this or. She's saying a different shot. I don't know if it's saying, I don't know if the Yishami has our Gersa, that it was an Ayo, and it could be if you have our Gersa, it's definitely like Rashi says.
Is there enough Camino who or what pulled her out?
I don't know. It's just like an amazing thing that it's either one thing it's, that she had some kind of schus because of the her father, but that Avram Avinu should Bedafka come and take her out. A little strange. I don't know.
I mean, all the Mephorshim on the En Yaakov, there's two or three Mephorshim, all try to figure out what is the connection? What's the Yichus? What's the Vusapis, you know, the Akedah and Avram Avinu?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, right. In other words, she has to come out, okay, because the father has a schus that, and he, as we're going to see, and so therefore she has to come out, but we're. But what, right, what does that do with Avram Avinu and the Akedah and the Eye of the Akedah? It is a little strange.
Who took her out of the well? Who took her out of the pit?
It says that Avram Avinu with his Eye. And she goes.
Maybe the Eye took her out. It doesn't say who took her out, right?
No, the Eye was being led by the Zakeh. Zakeh Manhigo, Avram.
And therefore Avram went himself into the bar and took her?
I assume that way. Avram had the Ayo and
say, no?
Probably rolled the Ayo. He put her on the Ayo. I don't know.
Maybe send the Ayo into the bar to take her out. No.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But something, it is strange. We don't know what.
Maybe he stuck a rope in there, huh?
Yes.
Doesn't say anything about a rope. There was nothing to the aisle.
I had to pull the rope.
In other words, she was able to ride this aisle out of the bar, it seems like. Okay. Amar lo Navi Ata. So they said to him, you're a Navi. You knew that was going to happen. Amar lehem, no Navi Anochi, but I'll ben Navi Anochi, and a Kacha Marti. Dover shows a Tzadik Mistayerbo, Yikoshobo Zaro.
Zaro.
What? Yes.
It's like Bitmiya.
Yes. So there's two possible ways to read the Gemara. The simple pshat, which is definitely, I think, the way most people learn, is that this is, he was talking seriously. He was saying that, you know, that that's pshat, that I'm not a Navi, and I figured it out based on this logic. That's the chara how Tavius is learning, because that's why Tavius has a kasha. That how come his son died, right? That's the, I mean, the other way of learning Pshat the Gemara is that, which is, I don't assume, is that it's on Nevis. The fact that he was a Navi, but he was making, you know, he was giving an excuse. He was giving an excuse, not that that was really Pshat.
How could he be a Navi?
How could it be a Navi?
Navi and Nevis under.
I don't know. They said, they asked him, Amar lehem Navi Ata. So apparently there's a Hava Mina that it could be a Navi.
Maybe that's just like an expression of
it. Oh, it's an expression. Just what are you, a Navi?
How's it trying to be so confident?
We find that, find that all out. We find that all
a possibility. He probably, I remember I went to, there was a big Golden Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Cohen. That's Rav David Cohen's father. The David Cohen's Rashiva Hebron. He was a very big Gadol. So he told us a story. I said this story many times. You people hadn't heard it already. That there was Rav Yeshua, there was an almana that used to come to Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin, not almana, a guna, that she used to come to Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin because there were indications that her husband was dead. And she wanted Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin to paskin, she's mutter. And he went paskin that she's mutter. So she used to come, you know, she figured if she nudges him enough, he'll be paskin that she's mutter. So she used to come every so often, and he would never matter. One time she comes to him, and Rav Yeshua says, this can says that your husband is in the next city over. He's in the train station, or he's ready to get married. He's about to, I don't remember, there are different versions of the story. He's either in the train station, or he's about to get married, both. If you hurry up and you get there, you'll take a wagon and go to the next city. Until the train comes, you'll catch your husband and you can do more man to get. So Cain Hoya, she went ahead, she got to the next city, and sure enough, her husband was there. He's ready with gonna get married to someone else, I think. And she the man's gotta get. So there was a big tumult in the city that Rabbi Yeshua and Ben they Diskin was a Navi. So he said the same thing. He said, "Well, Navi, I need nothing." He says that he made a my face, not a, they did a my face. He said, what I did is not a my face. He said, a my face is when you go against the laws of nature. He says, that's a real my face. He says, it's within the laws of nature to see. There are birds that can see miles away. So I just use my eyes to see. But that's not a real my face. When you work within the laws of nature, that's not a real my face. Anyway, so the shaila is, was he telling the truth? Or was he just saying that outside Nevis?
No, but what does that mean that it was within the laws of nature? What does it mean?
Within the laws of nature, because the Hashem created a bria called eyes. And eyes can see. So I didn't go. He said the bigger and the my face to do something that's against the laws of nature. That's a my face. But you just stretch a little bit the laws of nature. There's such a thing. Birds can see for a few miles. So I also saw for a few miles. I saw it in the next city. Not such a big deal.
So he saw her being pulled out.
That he meant it for real.
So he's saying he saw her being pulled out.
What?
And he saw her being pulled out. Is that what you're? Is that what Rebbe is saying?
I'm saying that he. No, not at all. I'm saying just like in that story, it sounds like that Rebbe Yeshua ben this game is pulling our legs. Is that's not it? That's a that's a very flimsy excuse. It wasn't my face. He just is hiding it. So maybe that's what's happening over here also. Maybe really he had a nebuah, some kind of nebuah, ruach hakodesh.
Isn't that a big difference?
And he made up an excuse.
We have a find this in Gemara that they make up stories for Anivus?
Yeah, because of Anivus. We have a from Yavishua Leib Diskin. The other side is that this is a good excuse, and Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin was also a good excuse.
It's not so much for the next step of the Gemara. The next step is
not so much. But I think someone actually does learn this way, no?
No.
And that it was really just an excuse. It wasn't really... I think I saw someone actually said such a pshat.
Why would someone what's Meicha Tasty to learn the Gemara that way?
Because that would answer maybe Tavis's Kasha.
What is Tosus Kasha? Like, isn't this Chaluk Pasha?
Okay, let's continue.
There's no excuse that his kids are never gonna die forever.
But no,
because it's in water.
Dog caves Dafka is the people have water.
Yeah, because it's a
water. Right.
Okay. Anyway,
I just want to say that every throng mamakom is the mashon yevama says there's no real ayel shel yitzchak that Rashi's means zechus akeda. There's a special din of zechus akeda. Rashi doesn't mean that the mice really happened with Avram. It's a mashon yevama because the same story is repeating yevama.
But how did it happen then? How did that mashon work?
It doesn't go into the. She's saying that that's what she is. Appearance like that, but that was the. Masha says it means zechus. That's Masha.
No, but what did the zechus do? She saw a mirage.
Zechus akeda. That's what Masha says.
No, but that Masha doesn't necessarily mean that she didn't see it.
He says. He says he didn't see it. That zechus akeda. That doesn't.
Or someone else.
Hayda just means he's explaining what the schus was. I don't know if that he's saying it's mass for them.
In Shkolm, the way they bring the story is that she held on to a branch, whatever they say over there. That was the mice.
Okay, that could be a different mice.
No. That's the what? No.
Marshall says that that's the same mice as here.
This Iker thing is Yavamas because they want to know, could you rely on a person who is Nifta or not? Could be Simech? That's the whole Gemara Yavamas. They want to know if a person's missing and how long they're missing for. They all hack. This is about the first, how's she going for 3 hours under the water? Well, the first hour is okay. When a person dies, the person drowns in an hour, right? So it means less, means more, whatever. I'm saying that's a whole thing in itself, but I'm saying the Ikerzach is. I'm saying that the Olim was discussing. Is it a real Maiso? Is it a Chusakeda? Whatever that is. So that's. I think Rebbe was asking. How does that work? Okay. I'm just saying that's the.
Okay. Well, all right. We'll have to look at that, Marsha. Okay. Let's continue. I don't want to get back down on this. I'm in a Navi Atah. I mean, no Navi Anochi, no Ben Navi Anochi, and a Karcha Marti. Dover Shots and Sadik Mistarbo Yigashu Bozar. So as I figured out, Boshim Chan is not like I was saying, that he figured out logically. Amar Rabbi Acha, Af Al Pi Gein, even though he had a swara that Dover Shoso Tzadik Mistayer Bo Yikosho Bozaro, and that should have applied to Samu also, Af Al Pi Gein, Meis Beno Bitsama, but it's still his son died Bitsama.
What's shot in the Af Al Pi Gein?
In other words, you have the swara, it's also Dover Shoso Tzadik Mistayer Bo. In other words, the tzaddik was mitzayer for people should have water, so they shouldn't die mitzama. So even though Rav Nechemya of Chanina figured out that the daughter couldn't die, so the chayra the same svara why the daughter couldn't die, the son also shouldn't die. Afal pigain, the son did die.
Also, according to Rabbi's second shot, it was only he was just pushing them off. There was no emes to it, really.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
Yes, so then the afal pi kein would be, because that's good what the afal pi kein is, and it's not true.
At all? Mustami didn't make up a new hashkafa out of thin air, no?
No, there's the afal pi kein, meis bin abed sama, and this wasn't really true. You know, that's good what Rabbi Achan saying. That would be the pshat. That he's Rabbi Achan, in other words, it would be answering Tavis's kasha. Tavis asked the kasha in Tamar, Kati minole ha minole ha meis bin abed sama. In Shleimer, I'm going to go, I said, I'm going to go, I'm going to go, I'm going to so Tavis is somehow splitting that falling in the boar is more direct to what he did than dying of thirst. So it's they're both in the same family, but this is more. So this Rabbi Hanania, Rabbi Hanania Svara is applied only by falling into a boar, but it wouldn't apply to dying of thirst. It's close, and that's why it's an afal pi kein, but it's not exactly the same. That's how Tavis is learning.
Okay. Was it a bar or the a bar that Ibn Chunayn bin Akana
doesn't
dug?
Say that he dug that one. Doesn't say he dug it. Doesn't sound like he dug that one. Okay, so it says afal pi kein meis bin obed sama. In other words, that's far. In other words, apparently, really, in other words, what do we need this far of Sviva of Nisharmai? The Namish I call Shwarko Midaktik in Sviva of Afiriku Chutta Saira. So it sounds like Pashup Shah, Sviva of Nisharmai is only in Hasidim, right? That's the Pashup Shah. We had, there is a, that was a shayda in the Biyurim Biyunim. Is it a din dafka in Chasidav or the din in everybody? Right, because.
Rashi does say tzaddikim.
What?
Rashi does say tzaddikim.
Right, it definitely says, it definitely means tzaddikim, but is it only in tzaddikim? In other words, is it even in tzaddikim or only in tzaddikim?
Oh.
It would seem from the pshat on the days that the idea is that the tuyos principally should mitigate the degree to which the midas hadin is sholeit on a person, but a kadosh baruch hu is ma'acher considering a person's tuyos until olam haba, which causes that a person therefore the midas hadin is sholeit.
Okay, I want to wait to meet on the days. That's what I said. I said it again. On the days, very interesting.
I guess, for example, the Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu was roi to be go down to Mitzrayim b'shal shelesh shel barzel if it weren't for the fact his chus was tola, that like kind of mitigated the onesh that was at the
okay. That sounds the opposite. Here it's
kind of, no,
here
they're
it
off
says,
even...
That the tzaddik gets punished. It sounds like the tzaddik is getting punished more. Pashup shot in Sviva Mishar Ma'ay means that if Nechunya was not such a big tzaddik, then Fakirat, his son would not have died of thirst. That's what it sounds like, no? Abel began mace but of his summer. Shanemar receiving the Sharmai, the Namish that goes Berkham adopting Sivakhutta Saira. Mashma, if he wouldn't have been such a tzaddik, and Hashem would not be medactic in him to sut the Saira, then he wouldn't have died. Right? That's what it sounds like.
Was the son a Katan or a Gadol?
Yeah,
if he was a Gadol, why would it be? So the father is a tzaddik. Why? And then back to with the father. Why does that affect the son?
Because even if the son's a gadol, but obviously, if the gadol dies, it causes tsar to the father. So they call it tsar. So it's a din. It's a din on the child, but it's also a din on the father. So the reason why the father suffered this tsar was because of the svara of Sviva Nisharmai. But if the father wouldn't have been such a big tzaddik, so then it wouldn't have happened.
It sounds like the svara of Darish also tzaddik mitzdair is a lower level. I mean, it's easier to hit that bar than the chodasayra bar.
In other words, it sounds like this, that if it would have been a different person, pashup shot, I don't know if this is right, but pashup shot sounds like this. If it would have been someone else who wasn't such a tzaddik, who was Isaac in water, then the fact that even though you have this weak svara of Darish Isaac tzaddik, this diabol, type it said it's not the full svara, but it's only a weak svara. So that svara would have stopped a regular person from having his son die bitzama. But since Rabbi,
what does it mean to weak svara?
Taisus says if the svara, Taisus asks Akasha, so how come the daughter got saved and the son died? What's the difference? So Taisus says that the svara of Davrish also tzaddik, the tzareba, is more applicable by the daughter than by the son.
Right.
Because the daughter was in a well and the son was just a thirst. And the well is more diamond to what the father was doing. But apparently there is a weak svara of Davar Shos HaTzadik Nistarba even by the son. So what it sounds like, that if the father would not have been on such a tzaddik, then the son wouldn't have died. Why would he have died? Because you still have the svara of Davar Shos HaTzadik Nistarba. He wouldn't have died of that. Either went to die or altogether would have died at something else, right? But since his father was such a tzaddik, and there's a svara, a sphere of Nisharabai, so therefore his son died from this connection with water. No, that doesn't sound like Pashup Shah in the Gemara. That's not how you people learned it.
How do we know that the guy was a big tzaddik?
Because the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, "Kash Baruch Hu Medaktek Im Chasid Zviva Chida Chutasar." Zviva means tzaddik.
But if it means that, just referring
to the big Zviva Tzaddikim Advekim Bo.
Right, but it could. I hear the way Rebbe's saying it, but it could also mean that maybe the action that he did, the chesed he did, was the thing that we're calling him a tzaddik about, and therefore we're saying within that action already shows he's a big tzaddik, automatically he opens himself up to such a repercussion, to be judged so strictly.
Well, what? He's saying that, so if he wouldn't have done this, then he wouldn't have been a tzaddik, then his son wouldn't have died. Why would the son die? I mean, maybe his son died. And like I think someone was asking, I mean, you know, people, maybe the kid died because the kid was supposed to die, you know, like where do you see that the svara, because Baruch Hu Medaking him Sviva of Kikuta Saira, from the fact that the son died, the son was supposed to die, the son died, okay? You have a rush, also his son will die. It's not like, you know, a person's son dies, you say it's because Baruch Hu Medaking him Chasid of Kikuta Saira.
He should have died from something that had nothing to do with water.
What?
He should have died from something that had nothing to do with water.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. The fact that he was a tzaddik, the fact that he had to do with this water, should have, and that's Rabbi Hanina ben Dusa Svara, that should have been Goyrei, that he shouldn't have died with water. So that means that if he wouldn't have been, that he was a chassidah, then he wouldn't have died in water. Chayra. He would have died in some other way, or he wouldn't have died at all. The only reason why he died in the water is because of Sviva Nishar, because Baruch Hu adopting in Sviva Kuvat Desaira.
Is water a bigger onus than dying some other?
I think it's a bigger onus, not because I think that I saw this in the Torah's Chayim. He says it's not intrinsically a bigger onus, but it's a bigger onus because of the fact that you have this svara of Darish Osa Tzadik Mistayerba.
It's like a bizayun to him?
I don't know if he's playing. It's just that since you have the Svara of Dovish Oza Tzadik Mistayerba, which is supposed to protect him, so to override that Svara, you need a bigger Einash. He's supposed to have protection of Gabi water because there is a Svara of Dovish Oza Tzadik Mistayerba. So the fact that he didn't have protection from water can only be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu nidakting him in Sviva v'chinas Kehuta Sayra. If he wouldn't have been Sviva Kehuta Sayra, then he would have had protection from water. Not because water is a bigger einesh, but because the Maisa b'derech hateva, this you should have had protection.
Would we have realized how big of a tzaddik he is if his son didn't die from water? Because now it comes up, now Guf will learn that how great of a tzaddik he was, that it was saying it's Kehuta Sayra by him.
Right.
I'm saying it comes out to show us Gufa how big of a tzaddik he was.
I don't know if that's why he died.
No. He's deserving to die, the son, whatever that was, but the father was deserving to be punished down here, kechut asayir, rather than the next world, whatever that cheshbon is. But I'm saying the fact that we see his dafka with water, it showed now we see the limudim, and we're willing to say, oh, it's kechut asayir, taka, it must have been kechut asayir because of the sensitivity of that water. Right. Because goof would happen in this way, it shows the higher daga that he was.
Right. Okay.
I mean, maybe
the Rashi in Chumash that says that like dying of thirst is the worst possible death or something.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I don't think that's what it means. The Gemara here, you know, it might be true, but it just no one says that here. Doesn't like you know, it's like chaser. It just doesn't sound like that's what they're saying. It's like, you know, it's we don't bring it outside the kids. It's like bringing it. It's not mashman. Okay, I don't know. I have those Rebbe's people looking, who read the what?
Rebbe's looking at it as more of protection because I don't understand. Rebbe used the word protection. The idea of judging somebody, kechod asara. It means that if the son needs to die, then he's going to die. But why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why would Shemayim make him, you know, like stick it to, I guess, to the father to die in such a way that would be like a little bit of a patch that it's the same thing that he's working in chesed. Kehud Asar means that the son has to die. But the way in which...
Okay, I don't know. I don't think that's... I think they say... That's like here, the tzar is to the father because the main patch is that you lose your son, not that the patch is that because it's this way. I don't
right. Know. So I agree. So if that's the case, then why is kechud asar make any sense? Let Shemayim make it that the son should die a different way.
Because we're saying that because of this kechud asayra, so we give him. He loses his natural protection. He has a natural protection, except since there's a svara kechut asayra, so we have to. It's like kechut asayra makes that we're almost like more angry at him than we would be a regular person. So the more anger overrides the protection. And there's even though you deserve a protection, but it gets override. So the what overrides it is kechut asayra. That's what it sounds like.
Is that how it works without Chidushim? Is it saying that everybody has protection from all the dangers in the world specifically?
No, not only this person. No, people don't have protection at all. This person, because he was Isaac in water to help people, there was a certain Svara that he should be protected by water. There was a very strong svara by a well, and that was such a strong svara that it couldn't even be overrided by kuta saira. And that Rabbi Nechunya, Rabbi Chanina ben Dusa figured out logically. But even by a water, there's a certain svara that he should be protected. So he starts out with a special svara that he should be protected, that nothing should happen to its kids with water. Comes along and his kid did get die of water. So how come? Terence says because they were so angry at him, they were so fuming at him, so to speak, that the Midas Adin were overriding his protection. In other words, a guy has a protection. There's to be protected. But there's the midas adin is so stark, so it goes, it's able to overpower the protection.
Where does Rashi say that they were angry at him?
You from some of the einish of the midas adin too also properly. Why is the midas adin so angry at him? And it says because the viva and the sharbe koy meom rashes chagosh barim etagding a sai viva because of a saira. That the because the parshah shad is because he was a tzaddik. So Hashem is angrier with him. Gets angrier with him. Whatever that svara is, why that should be, we don't know. And therefore, it overrided his protection. But his protection was only because he did the mitzvah.
But what chait did he have?
He doesn't say what the chait was. We don't know what the chait was. It was some chait, but there was a chut asaira. But because he was a chasida, it became exaggerated to a very strong chait. And it became such a strong chait that it overrided his protection.
But you have to say that the emisa by the water, is harder and harsher than, let's say, if he would be hit by a car that day.
Yes, because it's not harder because the person feels more pain. It's harder because he has a natural protection. So Hashem went ahead.
No, I think you have to say that there would be more pain.
No, I don't think. Why should I? Don't think it says it's more pain. It doesn't say it's more pain. I don't know. I don't hear. It's like
when a person dies.
It's like Hashem. It's like almost like Hashem made a nace to make the person die. So that's a harder punishment. Hashem was so out to get him. You know,
why is a harder punishment?
A guy is a completely sunny day, and a guy walks outside in a completely sunny day, and all of a sudden a cloud comes over his head. A lightning bolt comes down and kills him in a thunderstorm. And then the cloud goes away. So that's an extra darga of midas adin that Hashem had to make a nace to kill him.
Because it hurts a little extra because you see that Hashem went out of his way to kill him.
I don't know. That's what you're saying. I'm not sure. It doesn't say that.
Then Akadosh Baruch Hu just, killed him in a car accident or something. Okay,
Hashem wanted to go ahead and because take care. This way he gets out more of the Midas Adin. And it's good for him to get the more Midas Adin out. The fact that he has a protection and Hashem is doing a nace to kill him. So that's more of the Midas Adin. And therefore it's better for you. It's better. Apparently, there's some ma'ida. We don't know. And then there's we're beginning this sugya. We're very unclear. But the way these some people say is that it's good for the tzaddik to be judged with this kuchot asayra, right? That seems to be the at least one shot. That's like the parship shot. Then why does Hashem bedafka if you learn the parship shot that it's only in tzaddikim. In the Sviva, Rashi says, means Tzaddikim at Vegimbo get judged with a Chut HaSaira. So apparently it must be good for them to get judged in a Chut HaSaira.
Right, but if to the Tzaddik it doesn't make...
doing a nace to punish them is more Midas Adin. So it's more Midas Adin than it's good for you. So Hashem went ahead and did you a chesed and did more Midas Adin. He went ahead and made the lightning strike if it was a totally sunny day.
Yeah, but if the time of
Kol Shamar Kol Zeruchu Vatran Hu Lefiu Rabbi Sang.
Okay, I don't know. I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there. You can't ask me these questions. We're going in order. Let me get there.
But if to the tzaddik it doesn't make a difference, whether it was b'mayim or b'eish. Then how can we say that it's more of a midas adin to him? He has no different level of time.
The ma'isa, what happened is that a nace happened to punish you. That's more midas adin. And Hashem made a nace to punish you. Is meaning you were wearing an armor. You had a mystical armor. Mamish was a nace. The bullet went somehow right through the armor, and there was the one spot, and it went through. So there's a it was a nace that you got killed. So a nace, just like a nace, you know, uses up your schuyas if it's a good. So a nace for bad uses up your chayvitz. Hashem sent a nace to kill you. He had to take away, go overpower this mystical armor that you have.
So we're saying it.
For me, that's a din. And it, and the meta, it's good for you. Whatever the svara, we don't know what the svara is, but why there's some svara that's better for a tzaddik to be treated with midas adin.
So why was Rukhanin those so sure? If it can overwhelm the osa tzaddik svara.
So apparently it seems that there are degrees that the protection of Mamish also Daver, then you can't override. That's such a big protection that you can't override.
I think this is not just clarification. I mean, I think people were saying this, I hear Rebbe's shot. Does Rebbe hear, though, not because of Meir's outside Bikias, that some is more painful death or whatever, but just in Svara, it seems like it's much harder to accept that. That here I this Nechunya did this mitzvah and then his son dies in that very thing, and I'm saying maybe that's where the midas hadin is, not that it's overriding the protection, but that it's a more severe einish. It's like the Gemara with the person who was going to do shluach hakan because his father told him and then he died. How could it be? Like it's like it shocks the conscience. It's like, you know, it's hard to understand.
It's goofy because I have the protection and it still happens to me. That hurts even more.
Okay. We have three judging because we're obviously saying without the protection. You're just saying it's some kind of psychological thing. And you're saying with the protection, it hurts more. And I was saying it wasn't hurt more. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. I saw that the sheet says that they're just be'etzem really should always be chadasar, except that when. Except when Hashem was alive. So Hashem agreed to his svara when he was alive.
Right. And to his nifter, that's arguing with Taisus. So it's a very nice shot, the shita, but he's arguing with Taisus. It's a nice shita. It's a very nice shita. I have a thought too. I liked it. And in other words, the shita is learning. Taisus asks Kasha that, you know, the Gemara says, Aval pikein meis bino. So time is asakasha. So if it's an Avalpi game, it seems like it's a Sira, that the Bino and the Bito are the same. So Haguva, it may be no. So how do you know that the Bito will be saved? So time seems to say, because by the Bito, it was a little bit more. It was about a daughter. So there's an Avalpi game, may be no. And for that, you needed the Svara of Kukuta Saira. But by the daughter, there was even more protection. That's what David says. And the Shita says, which is your point, a very nice Shita, is that he says that the word Amar
is different.
Amarti doesn't mean I said to myself. It means Amarti means I said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said a Svara. I said in Bezdin. Tavish also Sadik Misfaibo Yikashi Bozaro. And he says, I don't think he says al svira as much. He says that when Hashem, when a Talmud Chacham says a svara, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be mekabel his svara. So when the son died, he wasn't alive anymore. He didn't say his svara. You know, he got it without the saying the svara. The daughter, he said the svara. He said the svara. He saved the daughter's life.
So what would that do with the, so why do we need the usviva of Nisar HaMeot?
He's saying that the Shita is saying that the son and the daughter were equal. And Sviva Nishar Ma'od could override both of them. Really, his Svara was not such a good Svara because it could be override by the Svara of Ashkaraz Burma doctoring him Sviva of Gekuta Saira. And therefore, Rabbi Alpi-Emes, so to speak, we don't, Rabbi Chanina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold the Rabbi Chanina Bendusa Svara. Shem said, no, you know, very nice, you got a Svara, but I got a Svara, Pumfakert, that both Midakhtik and Chasidah, Yechut HaSaira.
So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you asked,
did not hold that atzvara.
How does Rebbe learning shot and taisis?
Hashem punished him. When it came to punishing the daughter, once he tied it, that svara, so Hashem had to listen. Right, that's what the Shita said. I think the
Yoga. How does Rebbe learning shot and taisis? I don't know. I wasn't sure how you're learning shot and taisis.
Learning shot and taisis. That taisis is answering that Rebbe Hananya. Anita, sorry, I can't pronounce it wrong. The Anita ben Daisa's Svara applies more by the case of the daughter than by the case of the son, because the daughter was going to die in a well.
Directly. It was a direct application. It was,
you know, even though it doesn't say it was a well that he dug, but she was going to die in a well.
Right.
The son was dying from lack of water, and the father was very big into getting water. But it wasn't necessarily anything to do with a well. So there's more.
So the protection wasn't there.
What?
Pashup shot is the son did not have that protection.
So if you say the son didn't have at all, so the problem we have like this, Pashup shot and Taisus is, you're right, Pashup shot and Taisus is that this entire Svara that he said does not apply by the son.
Right.
So then, so what's Rabbi Akiva saying? Af al pi kein. What's the af al pi kein?
Right. I had that kasha.
And since the af al pi kein, even though the type is Guba saying that the svara doesn't apply by the son, and also, what does Igmar need with Sviva of Nishar Ma'im? If the svara doesn't apply, it's a stam. So he died because people die.
So how's Rabbi learning?
So the answer is that even though Taifas says that it's different, but Taifas doesn't mean to say that the Svara doesn't apply at all. He's just saying it applies a little bit less, but it still applies to the son. You know, it applied in the daughter, it applied in a stronger way.
Okay.
By the son, it applied a little bit a weaker way. So the Svara, that's what he's saying. FLP, again, even though he had this Svara, and this svara should have stopped 90% the son from dying of slurs. But since it was not as much, it was only 90%, not 100% protection. So it was able to be overrided by the svara of Sviva Nisharmai, of Kashbarakam adopting him of Gutta Saira. By the daughter, it was a stronger svara, so it couldn't be overrided. But by the son, where the svara is a little bit less, it could be overrided. But that's how I was learning. Okay, I don't know.
Rebbe's learning like the Maral, the second shot.
I didn't see the Maral. I saw the Torah's Chaim. I didn't see the Maral. Can I look at the Maral? Is there a Marshal here?
A Maral, that's just Portal Daf Yomi mentions it.
Who?
The Portal Daf Yomi. You Google a few words and Portal Daf Yomi comes up with all these different shot the Monosega.
Okay, I didn't see them around.
But he is second shot saying, like, I think it's saying like Rebbe, that makes a chilp between the Chafira and Mayim. I mean, Chafira is what he was Osek in, and therefore there's no his daughter, but the Mayim, which comes Mela, that he wasn't Osek in, and therefore then the Sfara of Kachot Asara comes in.
I thought that was Taisus. I don't think he credits for the Marau. I think that's Taisus. I don't think there's any other way of reading Taisus.
Is it possible to read according to the Shita that the son died later after the story?
Yeah, the Shita says the Farish, the son died later. Oh. Okay.
According to Taisus, it's not possible, right?
According to Taisus, it's not relevant who died when. Because it wasn't in his davening. It wasn't Rabbi Hanina Mendoza's davening. So doesn't make a difference whether Hanina ben Dosa is alive or not alive. It doesn't seem relevant.
But Tosis is asking on the Chunya or on the Gemara? On Rav Hanina ben Dosa or on the Gemara? Because if he's asking on Rav Hanina ben Dosa, then he's asking if the son died, how did Rav Hanina ben Dosa say what he said?
The same, it still be a kasha on the Gemara. It makes no difference. I don't think it would make a difference. The kasha is on the Gemara. With the Maisa, he was right. It's not like he made a mistake. We're not assuming he made a mistake. He was right. Obviously, he was right. You see, he was right. So the kasha is from the son. Is that if he's right? So how come the son died and the daughter not?
There's a kasha on the Gemara directly. Shouldn't the kasha be how could the Gemara say this if we know that the tzaddik is judged kechot asara? Like that's the rule. and the son dying is this is the specific situation.
Okay, because there's sometimes it gets over, right? It's blocked. There's a protection. Rabbi Hanina Mendoza was saying that there's a protection. So that we only have but the question, but we see from later that that protection doesn't work. So that's Tavis's Gasha. Okay, let's go a little further because we I want to get to the end. And, okay. From the Chunya Omer Mehaka. Okay, I'm probably mispronouncing all these looking. Kel Narat Bitsoid Kedoshim Rabbi Minera called Sviva. Okay. Rabbi Hanina Ko Omer Kosh Baruch Vatran Hu Yavadra Chayim. Shinemer Atzur Pomim Tolo he called Dracha Mishpat. Okay, so Aaron Herzberg is asking a question. What's Aaron Herzberg's question? Is he still here?
Oh.
What was your question from this line?
If there's a hemshech, it's with mashma that it's like a, it's not, it's the benefit of tzaddikim, it sounds like, that if Hashem wouldn't, the failure to apply the midas hadin would be like almost like a chisaron and Hashem being a tzur tamim polo.
Which means, I would say the question, I don't know if this is what you're asking. I'm not sure if I'm saying the same question. So, but I'll blame it on you anyway, if you don't mind. But maybe what you're asking. In other words, we were learning there's a chakira in the Biurim Yudim, right? When it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktek im chasidav kechot ha'saira. So why should it be that the tzaddikim get medaktek kechot ha'saira? So one shot is, the pashup shot is that there's some kind of maiva in nidan kechot ha'saira. There's some kind of maida. It's good for you to get judged in Kechot HaSaira. When you're judged in Kechot HaSaira, then that things come out better for you. I don't know. The other shot was that maybe everybody gets judged Kechot HaSaira. It's just that it's only noticeable by the tzaddikim. There's a Rasha who does big averes, so we don't see the Kechot HaSaira because it's not nicker. Because he's getting judged for the grubba grubba punishment. So you don't notice that he's also getting done in the chut asaira. But it's tzaddik who only has a chut asaira of eretz. So that's where we see it. But it comes out. In other words, it comes out the way you see it is by the tzaddikim, but it's true by everyone. Pashtus, the Messias Yesharim, is mashma on the second way. Because the Messias Yesharim says, that how do we learn out in the famous decision at the very beginning of Sin Sharim, and even the program that we all learn, that he says, how do people gain Yirah Shamayim? How do they gain Zahiris? By looking at the Chumash and seeing Dikta Kadin. That Avram Asino said Bemo Eda, and he got Goddess Mitzrayim. And he starts talking about all the Dikta Kadin in Sin Sharim. So if you learn the Gemara here, Kipshuto, that this is only by tzaddikim Hashem medakte b'chot ha'saira, but a regular person Hashem doesn't do that. So why reading about the punishment of Avram Avinu is going to give me Yirah Shamayim?
Maybe it's proportionate. It's proportionate. You know, the Hashem's only medaktik and to that level is tzaddikim, but that shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a veteran. So
okay,
it's a service for everyone.
But it's really not the same. I mean, Avram Avinu got such a big einesh for that little aveira because it's a special dinner. Kochot asaira.
Doesn't that mean a medium aveira? I'm not Avram Avinu, but
no, I understand. But then, of course, everyone, even if you say the other way, we're not going to get kochot asaira for a small aveira because a dakis like aveira is not a tain on us. But the question is. The equivalent of an Aveira that we would do, an equivalent to the Aveira that Aram Avinu did, would we also be judged Kechot HaSaira? Everyone, of course, if we did think that Aram Avinu, it wouldn't be an Aveira altogether for us. We would be, it would be a mitzvah, everyone says. If we did something that's an Aveira, because an Amar Madreg an Aveira, that was the same size Aveira as Aram's Aveira, would we get the same einish that he got?
No, but that's a bad thing.
The Parshat Pshat is you wouldn't. So that's the case. So why am I going to learn out Yiras Shamayim from Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu did a very small Avera, even on his Madrega, and he got a tremendous punishment. Yeah, because I know. Because we're going to doctor again, Chassidim, Kikot HaSairah. But me, Baruch is not going to be a doctor, Kikot HaSairah, so I don't, why should I have Yira?
No, but in the next world, it's going to be the same. We're going to get punished like
this. Oh, so you're saying in the next world, it's the same. But no one.
No.
So the other shot, one shot is that it's a special din in tzaddikim, both in this world and in the next world. There's a special din in tzaddikim. The simple shot in the Gemara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu medake mitzvah kechut ha'sayra, and that's only tzaddikim and no one else. Bein in this world, bein in the next world. There's some kind of maida. In being judged, I'll be midas adin. That's the way I think the Torah's Chaim seems to say it. That there's some kind of maida. You want to be judged, I'll be midas adin. So that, but I'm not sure. That was the biyun of the yunim's chakira. Is this a special din by tzaddikim? But even if a Russia or a regular person doesn't apply to, which I think is the pashup shan the Gemara. You know, and it doesn't sound that way from the Messias and Sharim. Or is it then in everyone? It's just maybe a tzaddik gets it in this world, that Russia gets it in Ayinam Haba, but everyone comes out the same.
Right. They're not saying the same. You can have three options. You can have it, everyone gets it in this world and the next world. Only tzaddikim get it in this world. Or the third option is tzaddikim get it in this world and everyone else gets it in the next world.
Okay, so really got three options. It comes out the same that they both get kechut ha'sayra. So the question is as follows. That when the Gemara Amar Rechanina Ko Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Vatrin Hu Yivatrin Chayiv. So how does this prove? Poshup Shah, the Gemara is trying to prove the point that Hakadosh Baruch Hu Medakeg Im Saviva Kichut HaSayra. So the Chayra, you don't. Where do you see that? Because it just says here that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not a Vatrin. Now that din that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not a Vatrin is not just a din by Chassidus. That's a din by everybody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a veteran. Doesn't say in Rabbi Chanina's din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats tzaddikim more chamer than he treats anywhere else. So it's a little funny. The Hemshach of the Gemara. The Gemara says, wants to bring sukkim. It says, Menamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metatnik Im Siv Afinu Kuchut HaSayra. Rav Nechunya Omer Mehacha. Omar Rabbi Chanina. Now, what's Rabbi Chanina coming to say? Rabbi Chanina is coming to say a whole different point. That you might have a Pashup Shat, Rabbi Chanina is saying a whole different point. That you might have a Havamina that goes right to the Vatrin. What does that do with anything?
Rashi explains what Vatrin means. It means Lava or Kol Pishav. But again, the point being is that once we see a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to matel the Emas Hadin on people, it's appropriate for a darshan to tell people Kadosh Baruch Hu will be overall on your Pshah, will be overall Kol Pshecha. Shem is Mevatr on people Pshah and Bichotr to Hashem. The idea of saying a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran is being mevatel Kadosh Baruch Hu's midas hadin when it's lahepet, a Kadosh Baruch Hu seeks to be mocked.
Okay, but it doesn't sound, it's like we're trying, as you're saying, it's a different point. It's the same topic, man.
But mitokach, I know we see if a Kadosh Baruch Hu goes so far to be matel emes hadin, ad kri kach that he allows the midas hadin to be shulam on tzaddikim, then we surely should not do anything that would mitigate people's sense of the emes hadin.
Okay, but it's a little I hear, but it's not so nice. It doesn't flow so nicely. Parshup Shad is ko omer Kadosh Baruch Hu batrin. What would be the Havamir that Kadosh Baruch would be a veteran? Parshup Shad is, I think it's like the Rambam says, that there's, and the Rambam in Pirkei Avos, it says Hashem doesn't take Shochan. But you would have a Havamir that if you're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets you off the hook. So call him HaKadosh Baruch Hu veteran, you're going to have a Havamir that, that's a sleeve of. Parshup Shad is, again, you would only think he was a veteran on the tzaddikim, not on the Rishayim. The tzaddik, the Rishayim, of course, like, why should Hashem be a veteran to a Rasha? But a tzaddik, you're such a big tzaddik. So Hashem will, okay, so one thing I did wrong, what's so big deal? So so it's just a little funny that it's like going the almost the opposite direction, that the Gemara is making the whole point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik in Seviva of Kechut HaSaira, that he's medaktik in the Seviva of worse than everybody else. That's Parshat Shach. And then comes the Rabbi Chanina and says, well, don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats a tzaddik better than everyone else. Because no, he doesn't treat him better than everyone else.
Well, first of all, it doesn't say tzaddik.
He's talking about Kala Omer. Parshat Shach.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, maybe.
I thought that
Hashem will be mevater is because you're a tzaddik.
But Rashi says, because you're being machti, it's a Rashi. Rashi says the problem is in saying these over Pshaw, you're being machti as a rabbin.
The point is that
we see that we see from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Haggah the extreme importance of the Midas HaDin, and mitoch kach we realize that saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatra is being machti as a rabbin, and therefore
I understand, but he's saying don't say Hashem is a vatra, but why would you think Hashem is a vatra?
Not an issue of your thinking. That's not the point of the mimer at all.
But what's he coming okay? What's he coming to teach?
He's coming trying to inspire people about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's
He's coming to teach you that
Kadosh Baruch Hu is overall pesha l'sheris nachalaso lahechzik larapo ki chafetz chesed hu. But the point being is that if you express it both in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's avatrin, that's the necessity.
Okay. So there's a habit that Kadosh Baruch Hu was a veteran. So Rabbi Chanina is saying, don't you dare say Kadosh Baruch Hu is a veteran. You say that you're in big trouble. I'm just saying it doesn't flow with the Gemara before. The Gemara before had nothing to do with the Hamin of Hashem's a veteran. The Gemara before was a chiddush that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be punished at tzaddikim more than a regular person. So this is like a brand new topic that you and I have a meaning that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a veteran, because you said, isn't it? Kadosh Baruch Hu is a nice guy. Shem's about chesed.
Rabbi, what about the famous Gemara? What about the famous?
He's a veteran. you know the Rosh Hashiva story, because we're already finishing those stories. Rosh Hashiva had a story that I don't know if they do it anymore, but when they first made some of the branches, so in order to protect them, that the board wouldn't take over the school, so they would put the Rashiva on the board. So at least they would have a extra vote. So when they made Los Angeles, so they put the Rashiva on the board. So there is, there'll be another vote that they can count on. So in Los Angeles, if those who know that they wanted the board, wanted to vote out Rabbi Cohn. They wanted to fire him at one point, probably many more than one point, right? The board did not like Rabbi Cohn at different times, so they wanted to get rid of him. So they had a big board meeting. So the Rosh Yeshiva flew to Los Angeles to join the board meeting because he was a member of the board. Everyone thought he was just an honorary member, but he surprised them. He showed up at the board meeting. So Yeshiva came back and he told what happened. He says, and he argued, he fought, he screamed, whatever. And at the end of the day, he convinced them, so Rabbi Cohn did not lose the vote. He said when he was at the end of the meeting, somebody said to him, Rabbi Leibowitz, you fooled us. We thought you were a nice, sweet old man. You should tell that story. So that's shot over here. If someone's going to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a nice, sweet old man, right? So call over HaKadosh Baruch Hu Batrin. So someone's going to think, Hashem's a nice person. He's so nice. Hashem's about chesed. So Mustafa is mevater. But I just don't see the hemshach. What's the hemshach between the Gemara before and this Gemara? Okay,
Rabbi, very quickly, I can tell you a shot.